The Sentai Review, Episode 27, 1997, Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that has no intro. I'm your host, Reploid Bill, William Bush. Do the chairs. We are moving to 1997.
Chairs are broken.
Yes, go.
Seth Malvasario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, proto guy.
I'll be me this time.
Hopefully, this is a step up from what we experienced last time. This is the Dingy Sentai Mega Ranger.
1997.
These were our Space Rangers.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Yep, that's what it looks like. Yeah, these were the Space Rangers.
But apparently they're not space.
I have been told multiple times that the Silver Ranger we created, that he wasn't over there.
Well,
I like how they kept the skylight and the helmet idea. It's pretty sweet.
You need that when you're in space.
Apparently you need email icons in space also.
Well, that's the
they're digital.
Yeah.
They fight like in a cyberspace world. Over here, we fucked up and made them space. And I won't say that we fucked it up, because it was a good series, just that we misunderstood. Like, when they sent us some of the footage, we saw spaceships and laser beams and shit, and they were like, oh shit, a Space Rangers? So they started working on concepts for that, and then all of a sudden we started getting their footage, we were like, oh shit. But we'd already done too much, and we were like, what do we do?
Roll with it.
Yeah, and they were like, fucking do it. And that's why the special effects for this series are the worst in, like, Ranger history. Because the special effects, like, they had to spend so much money as opposed to what they do with other shows. Because the other shows, all the special effects are done for us. But now, you have these digital Rangers, but we didn't film digital shit. We filmed space shit. So we have spaceships, and we have, like, laser beams and space fights, and we had to build all these sets and bring in all these different actors, like the different galactics of evil, and we had to film like the surfboard scenes and shit.
I think the only thing that became digital was what happened to the Psycho Rangers.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And that's because they couldn't get away from that. Because there were all these different scenes and shit like that were so digital, quote unquote.
They had to do at least one or two episodes.
Yeah, they had to find a way to try to explain it.
Nope, Silver wasn't theirs.
Wow.
Okay.
I heard he was an American creation. That's interesting.
Well, let's...
Regardless, they have... Let's do this. They all have their respective color. Black, silver, yellow, red, pink, blue. They have a line across their chest, mid-chest, which is all the different colors.
Except silver.
Yes.
Silver has a different
all green
layout.
They are all associated with AOL.
Because they've got mail.
Yep, they've all got mail on their belts.
Their helmets are all the same.
White boots, white gloves.
Except the silver is the only one that's different.
Because he has gold lining instead of white.
Everyone else is the exact same helmet.
And their helmets do light up different things.
Their helmet is a visor. Then they have the skylight thing. Then they have a white surrounding of the visor and a silver mouthpiece.
Gloves and boots are all white.
Next! Hey, look, that's kind of familiar with the Red Ranger and the...
Pointing and...
Blue is confused.
Pointing and opposing.
He's like, what are we doing here?
Finally, a genius.
Either that or he's like, why is she so small?
Like, are you sure you're... I think you got to be this tall to be a Ranger.
Next.
Here's their weapons. Now, it's hard to see the Red Rangers, but you can see, like, the pink and everyone else.
The Red Ranger had a drill.
Oh, yeah. The yellow has a slingshot.
Blue has some kind of axe. Yeah, space is about the time I fell out, so I don't remember anything about these guys.
One girl has a fucking satellite dish, so she receives good fucking TV. Yeah. Another guy has a pole. One dude has the worst fucking axe I've ever seen. The red has a drill arm, and the yellow has a slingshot. Weapon-tastic.
It's to transmit and fling viruses?
Who knows?
The curtain rod could represent a firewall. The axe is for getting stuff deleted. And the drill is for connecting to someone's back porch.
Then what about the slingshot? No, the drill's for
satellite dish.
Yeah, that's for sending and receiving viruses or some such.
Then yeah, slingshot.
Yeah, I'm at a loss.
It's a slingshot.
Sending.
Next. Oh, that's pretty sweet, actually. Awesome. They all get this battle armor.
Yeah, it looks like a gold bullet.
Man, the Pink Ranger really is small.
This might have been only in Japan, though, the special armor. Because it looked a little different in the American version.
Battleizers showed up in their series around this time. I don't think we got ours till like, what?
I think the Red Ranger had some, though.
Oh, yeah, I think he got really buff and rubber, though.
Yeah, but nothing like this.
No, these are actually pretty mean.
Yeah, I was about to say, that looks fucking amazing.
Next.
I want a golden bullet.
Oh! They don't look at
explosions. Don't look at explosions. Next.
These aren't really surprising us like they see he has a fucking drill, and this guy has a pole with a moon blade.
And the rest are just...
I guess all their weapons
combined. The others are just standing there. But the Blue Ranger... Okay, never mind. I see his arm. Never mind. I thought the Blue Ranger was grabbing the Black Ranger's ass for a second.
Might as well be.
That would have been awesome. Next.
There's the... I like the Blue Ranger. He just doesn't give a fuck.
He really doesn't. Look at him.
What are we doing here again? No, he's like, who the hell is this guy again?
The Pink Ranger is making a phone signal. She's, like, ready to fucking call somebody.
She's, like, call me or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
The Yellow Ranger's...
The Blue Ranger...
Invisibly killing the Blue.
And the Blue Ranger has been fucking confused, like, since the first time he's seen the Pink Ranger. He's like, why is she here? She's so tiny.
So tiny.
The silver one actually has a gun, and it looks like he's about to shoot Red in the side. Like,
that's because he wants to be the leader.
Mine.
He wants to be the
leader. Leadership is mine, damn it. Next!
Shiny.
Next. What the piss?
There's the Pink Ranger saying, call me, maybe. I don't know.
What is with the Yellow Ranger's pose?
What's with the silver? He's always got a weapon ready. Like.
That's because he has a stupid gun blade.
Yellow is playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yes. Yeah,
that's... Pink is throwing some shit that she doesn't know doesn't belong in that game.
Like, do you know the game?
Next. Oh, there's... Yes! Yeah, see,
that's
there's
the
their helmet displays.
The Red Ranger literally has a computer.
Satellite.
That is awesome.
Well, that explains why she keeps doing the phone signal.
Yeah, she's got a telephone.
She has a cell phone.
That's probably why Blue's all confused. Everybody's got like...
Okay, wait.
And satellites. Like, Blue's got a fucking big screen TV.
But look at the
and
yellow.
And they've all got mail.
Look at the yellow. From what I'm looking at, is that a fucking microwave?
No, it looks like a pager.
PDA.
That would have been awesome. I can cook shit, guys.
Black
and
they get back to the kitchen.
The silver's got a...
Damn!
We don't need you.
Pink with you. Screw up herself.
All she's doing is talking on the phone. We need some goddamn help.
I need popcorn while me and Blue are watching TV.
Well, what's Red Ranger doing?
If you're gonna
online looking up porn.
If you're gonna be on the phone, call someone that can help us.
What about the
call tech support?
Silver.
Like a mainframe?
Some type of chip.
He's like a computer
like
chip.
A computer.
Yeah, it's just a chip.
And what was Black? A satellite?
Yeah, Black's is pure satellite.
Then why does the Pink Ranger have that one satellite dish then?
Pink?
No, Pink has a cell phone.
To make long distance
actual weapon.
Because she's a midget. I don't know.
I'm trying to get reception. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't have Verizon.
Next.
Thumbs up. Oh, except for Red.
Shot,
except
for
Red's
up.
Too cool.
Say, fuck, I don't do
that. He's too cool.
He's giving himself the thumbs up.
Oh,
his
yeah.
Literally pointing at
himself. That's what he did. He censored himself.
They're all thumbs up, and he's pointing at himself like that's about me.
Their thumbs may look like they're pointing at themselves. Nah, it's all me.
Next.
Next.
Running. What is with the running? Every episode has running rangers.
They're running over a bridge, though. They got to get away from the water.
It's a one-way bridge at most.
Yellow are in midair. They have not even touched the ground.
She doesn't have a whole lot of choice.
Actually, all of them except for Red.
Even jumping, she's the smallest shit.
She's a woman. What do you want her to be, an Amazon?
I don't even... Look at how tiny she is. The other woman isn't that small. She is an entire head shorter than the other woman and shorter than every single dude.
Can we get, like, a human picture on here? Is there one?
Next.
No.
Next.
No, we get
that picture's highly inaccurate. She's smaller than that.
Yep.
Next.
Next.
That's a little closer. Next. Jesus.
She's gonna rabbit punch.
Dude, the Blue's not much taller.
It's kinda true.
Yeah.
Look at this! Look at it from where I'm sitting. From Red over to Black, they're giants. Then you got the Pink and Blue who are like, we itty bitty!
I feel like in 20 more seasons, they'll be like the size of Ant-Man.
Next.
Yeah, but I also feel like that's also
more running,
perspective.
Running from explosions.
Yeah.
With weapons.
With weapons drawn.
It's because the weapons are so bad, they didn't help.
I
like the Blue Ranger got damaged over there somehow.
What is
Black
Ranger carrying?
I told you. It's a stick with a moon blade.
Uh-oh. Yeah, what happened to the Blue Ranger's leg got all messed
up? Yeah, I was about to say, is it just me or does it look like Blue got his kneecap?
And if
he was saying that.
If you look very carefully, he's behind everybody else. That explosion's gonna get him.
Everybody else was like, "Oh shit!" Nobody bothered to warn him. He was like, "What's going on?" Oh shit!
Hey TJ, this is what you get for being the leader of a bad show. You're Blue.
Next. What the shit?
More running.
Jeez. You love the running.
Next.
Running and posing. What the hell is
next.
All these pictures? Of running and posing.
CG Rangers.
And CG.
Next.
More posing. Next.
What the fuck?
Bro,
that is an awesome picture. I am digging the shit out of this picture.
Broken image.
Broken. Yes, broke.
Next. Oh, look.
Hey, look, human. Actually, that might be the reason why, then. Pink looks like
I was gonna say, Pink looks like a little girl.
Wow. Red Ranger.
So, okay,
Red Ranger happy.
Make a little bit more sense.
He's happy. And he's also putting his helmet up in the air to indicate he is the leader.
He is. He most certainly is. Next.
Oh, better shot.
Next.
Whatever.
There we go.
Okay.
Silver.
Silver
wins it.
Okay. I don't know, Yellow has a microwave.
Two, moving on.
Three.
Who won the fucking best ranger?
Silver.
Silver, moving along. Two.
Is that what everybody picked?
Shame.
Is that what everybody picked?
2.5.
I guess Silver won.
Really close second is Microwave Yellow Ranger.
No, it's all about the Red. He's very high about himself.
In that case, we have to say Red for everything.
Yeah. What you got?
I'm still thinking about a Ranger.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it doesn't matter. Silver won. So we need your score.
I'm going to vote for the Pink Ranger.
Okay.
Okay, that's not a score.
Oh. In terms of a score, I'm going to say 2.
Yeah, they get a 2.
What is there?
2.3.
No.
Which seems legit.
All right, that was our Space Rangers with 2.3.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.